This is episode 65 of Ron's Update. Well, it's time for another Ron's Update. I'm sitting in the plantation parking lot at Stone Mountain Park after I just finished a 9-mile long run. I thought I might fill you in a little bit on my 9-miler today. When I first came out to the park, I really didn't know how I was going to feel and how far I was going to run. So I set my virtual training partner for 10 miles just to have a goal in there to go for. And I didn't know if I was going to run 4 miles, 5 miles, 6, 7, 8, 9, what it was going to be. I just knew that I'd be running against my virtual training partner for as far as 9 miles maximum. I mean 10 miles maximum. My goal today was to run 9 miles, but I had the extra mile in there just in case. And when I started out, I was pretty slow. I was chugging along, doing my... I also had my virtual training partner set for 13:30 pace, which is my Galloway long run pace. And for about the first mile and a half, I was a little bit behind that. I was around 13:48. Then I started catching up. And by the time I finished, I was down to close to 13-minute pace. So I had picked up at the latter part of the run. I was fading after 5 miles, and I had brought a small flask of hammer gel, espresso flavored hammer gel, with me. And right after 5 miles, I stopped at one of the water fountains here in the park, gave myself about an ounce squirt of hammer gel and drank some water. And you'd be surprised at how it like rejuvenated the second half of my run. I mean, I was starting to drag after the first 5 miles, but after I had the hammer gel, probably within a quarter of a mile, I started feeling better and my pace picked up and I finished my run off. I had originally thought, well, maybe I'm only going to get 6 or 7 miles in, but after taking the hammer gel and started feeling better, I said, well, there's no reason I can't do the 9 miles and feel good about it. And that's what happened. I did get that 9 miles in, and I'm glad I got it over with. And I mean, I wasn't dreading 9 miles. That's not that big of a deal. It's just that I've been struggling with the heat for about 2 to 3 weeks now. And today I started my run a little bit earlier, probably closer to 11:30, and the temperature was in the low to mid 80s instead of the mid 90s. So it was considerably cooler than what I'd been running in. And probably by the time I was halfway through, it was probably close to 90. But there was a little bit of breeze today, and that just, with the hammer gel, just helped me go. And when I got finished with my run, I was actually feeling good when I finished, which is a positive, because even on my short runs for the past 2 or 3 weeks, I've been dragging. So I got my long run in and felt good at the end also. So this puts me back on my schedule for the half marathon training. As far as my long runs go, I'm a little behind on my interval workouts, and I plan on catching up on those next week. I don't know if you can say catching up, starting up again. I should be doing 8 half-mile intervals. That's where I dropped off, and I'm not going to jump up to 10 or 12 without doing the 8. So I'm just going to start at 8 and build up from there and go as high as I can go before the half marathon. So I'm feeling a little bit better about my half marathon training. probably this coming Sunday, I'll get another run-in with Laura. Today's Thursday afternoon, and probably I'll do a short, easy run tomorrow. I'm going to be working out at the golf course on Saturday, so I probably won't run that day. And then Sunday morning, I'll probably run with Laura out here at the park again. So hopefully that'll get me up to where I should be mileage-wise and a little bit behind on speed work. So I'll talk to you later. Bye. You can now hear my show while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory or storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.